all of these meetings. Probably
M on Tuesday the
14th.
Wednesday
the 14th.
The 14th. Call a meeting to order, and we're here for budget and for personnel policy. And to start out, I'd like to go into executive session to discuss the personnel policy or personnel issue. Let's put it that way. I'll make that motion. We go into executive session, and it's 7:01. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. We're in executive session. All right. We're back into open session at
7:56.
And we're going to change section 20 of A, 20 and A of the personnel policy that currently had half day of sick time earned per month will now become one day sick time per month and will be accumulated up to 120 days.
Or 960 hours.
Which
Hannah will put into hours.
Or 960 hours. That is the motion coming out of executive session. Discussion. Hearing none. All those in favor of changing the personnel policy section 20A signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Great. That was simple. Oh, it shouldn't freaking work. I don't know. Anyway, okay, let's go to the budget and let's see, the garage or the roads budget starts on what page?
5, I believe.
Materials and supplies.
It's a little different than what I'm looking at. It's very similar.
Yep.
Highway benefits. Highway benefits.
I was going to take the one with the lines to the right.
Budget I'm looking 20, at the wrong one.
Budget 2027.
Yep, I'm looking at the wrong one. Okay.
If you take that one, it's simple because you've got your 25.
So it's still page 5?
Yes. What?
Yeah.
So,
what's this budget 26?
So, it's kind of an extra column. I think I formatted it wrong. So, basically, we've got budget for 2025, actual spent for 2025, a completely empty column, and then blank lines to write in any changes for the 2026 budget.
Okay, because it says fiscal year 27.
I know. That's a formatting issue that I had.
You probably could have put it all on this one.
Maybe. I'm still learning how to use Nemrec to print reports.
So I should read 26 instead of 27.
That's correct.
So your fiscal year 2025 actual on this page is ending December 31st?
That's correct.
Okay. So that makes it simple. We can see the budget and see what was actually spent and what's left over.
What's left over is not printed on this.
It's on the other one. Right?
What's left over, we have the percentage that was used on this other one.
Well, we're talking about that, and I think of it. You still got that paper, that highway thing that you wanted us to sign?
Oh.
Mike mentioned the other day.
I forwarded that to you. I don't think I ever printed it out.
Yeah.
Where did I get that?
If that has to be signed, sent back. The state likes that.
I'm sure they do.
Maybe it's simpler than faster. It's going to be on the other page, paper.
Looking at the percentage?
Yeah, without the
line. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
look at
the... And then we just put it in beside it.
Page 4.
Yep.
And we can go down through and look at when something's gone over on percentage-wise. We can find out if it needs to be adjusted or it was a freak thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we're starting in highway department?
Yep, page 4.
Yep.
Right at the top?
Yep.
Salaries and compensation?
Yep.
We went over on overtime pay, 106%, but we didn't go full.
We went over 6%, right?
Yeah.
6%. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Went over 6%.
Almost 7%.
Yeah. But the other one was down to 95%.
Correct.
Yeah, and this is the time we're going to get a raise.
Looks like
you guys, you're strange on how you come in and beat your employer up, and then you.
Looks like they did with the overtime.
Is he winner? Last winner.
Yeah, there should be definitely, the way I see it, cost of living. That just keeps you at status quo.
Yep.
You know, and then go from there. So whatever the CLA, cost of living.
The Social Security is 2.8.
2.8? So that's a given. So we'll go from there. And
they get 2.8, what did we get, 1.1 or less?
No, we got that. They just took the rest of it out.
Yeah,
the difference
somewhere
out, in our Medicare.
Yeah.
Trump's going to stop us getting taxed on that, though.
Yeah.
What can I say that will get you to vote for me? That's all it is. I ain't going to do it. I just want the vote. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but last couple of years you gave us 5. And whatever.
Do you feel all your employees are worthy?
Plug your ears.
I know you're sitting here. Obviously, you were invited by.
Jason was still out.
Still, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's always been across the board. It's always coincided with the town clerk. How previously.
Yeah.
Whatever there was for a raise, which for many years was 2%. I think 12 years in a row was 2%. In the last 3 or 4, we've done much better. But, you know. We've got wages up there where...
Because we're trying to keep you.
Yeah, well, that was...
Yeah.
Also, the job's being done. And as you know, you can't pay somebody enough that's doing a good job. Whereas if they're not, you can really overpay them. So,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
And this day and age, 5% is not much.
No.
So, on top of the 2?
Or with the 2?
I don't know.
For the cost of living.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 2.8.
And then move them ahead on that.
Bring that up to 5?
Yeah, I mean, I'd...
That'd be
5%
good.
Is plenty fair.
Across the board.
Yeah, that's along with the 2.8.
So 7.8?
No.
Wow. I was saying 5%.
The combination.
So 5%.
Did you see Mike's eyes?
Yeah.
I was listening. I thought you said the same thing at first.
When you talk money, that boy pays attention.
5% on top of 2.8 sounds like 7.8 to me.
I can see your pupils.
You said on top of
5% total.
I like money. But I've never tried to rip this down off. You know,
I don't think there's anybody that doesn't like money.
Yeah.
I'm a taxpayer here too, and I know you got to stand up and sell it to the townspeople.
That's right.
I'll make a motion of 5%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that there's no motion.
Yeah.
Well, no. Whatever.
Right. We're going to add the 5% in there, okay. And then all the other numbers will change from there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how to do that.
Multiply by 1.05?
No.
Or are you asking me how to calculate?
For Social Security, Medicare, all that.
Yeah. I don't know. I had decided to wait until after the budgets for the salaries had been agreed upon to do the math just once.
Yeah, because you got to go through everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about it. That was my main concern.
Yeah. And it goes to the voters to get it.
Yeah. Right. So.
Yep.
Yeah, then nothing goes in effect until after town meeting.
That's going to right.
Yeah.
Because the overtime line being how we were over, that was, I don't know if just timesing that by 5% would get us to where we'd want to be.
Since we already went over it one time.
Yeah. You know, maybe it would. We were still under combined in salaries last year. You know, we left $4,500. So, but we were over on overtime and under on regular hours. And do we want to do specific numbers or just make a little bit of a rounded jump to make sure there's plenty of money? Because, well, I think you had 2 weeks, Jason had 2 weeks. Nobody's vacation's changing this year.
No.
But when we hire people to fill in, that takes up some of that regular time hours to cover. If we take it when we don't have to bring anybody in, that helps. But that's not always the case because we all like deer hunts. And winter has been coming early. It's been...
I think on the regular hours that are stated here, if we just increase that one line item 5%.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was just curious on the overtime number. If you just times that by 5%, if that would
still gonna be,
we'd still end up low. If we had another year where we worked so much overtime, you know.
But then we might not.
So. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot.
Overtime is subjective, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So,
and I'm talking the 5%, not on the 153, but on the 161.
Yeah.
What didn't get.
Correct.
Yeah. What was budgeted. Correct.
Increase that one 5%. So. All right. And then all the health insurance and all that's all predetermined. So
you're, just to clarify, you're increasing the 41,570 by 5% as well?
Nope.
You're leaving that the same?
Nope. We'll keep that one the same, 41,570. Okay. We're going to increase the 161 by 5%.
Gotcha.
And then whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. That takes us down to equipment, fuel. Do you think the 50 is enough, Mike?
We got through it again.
Okay.
And actually, fuel's gone down a little, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, that's one of those. And you'll see with our equipment, we actually worked it a lot, you know.
Yep.
That coincides with the fuel. The one thing I wanted to jump is truck 20.
Truck 20?
Yeah. I'd like to double that in repairs.
To 12,000?
Yep. Just the salt's been very hard on that truck and hard to proceed. Just exactly. We were over on the grader so much because of the mount that I bought. I'd asked for permission to buy that mount.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
was $8,800. So otherwise, we wouldn't have been too bad on the grader. So the grader number's good. And all the others, I think, are pretty well. And we're eliminating truck 6. We no longer own that truck.
You sold it?
We traded it.
Oh. Now, but can you talk to me about truck 25?
That number there is from the body.
Right. Yes.
Yes, that's because when we bought the truck, we paid for the cab and chassis. I don't know exactly where that money came from. And then we bought the body, and Denise put that body. That's why that number is that. That money has to come from either the equipment fund or the restricted fund. And I don't know if you guys ever made the determination as to where it was coming from.
We didn't pay it off from this. We paid it out of one of those.
Yes, but this is... Denise threw it there because I don't know if you. That's why that number's like.
Okay.
That. We did not spend.
That's all. I wanted to, for discussion was.
But we do need to find out where you wanted to take that money from.
It should come out of equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. That's a logical place.
Okay.
Yes.
If it hasn't, it should.
But Denise
have.
Was
It has not. It was decided, I guess, by Denise, because that's what she told me, that it was being pulled out of that budget, and then you were to decide where you actually wanted the money to come from, and the auditor is going to make that change for us.
Okay.
Can't be sure why.
You just paid it out of the general fund.
Well, I believe she was the one that paid it, but yes.
Okay.
So, truck body is coming from the equipment.
That's the confusing part of when we bought
it. It should come out of the equipment.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been listed there, I don't, but that's where it was.
Because when we buy a vehicle, it's not written on here anywhere.
No.
So, okay.
Do you need to make a motion about that, or is it just good with just saying it?
Should be good.
The auditors are going to do it, right?
Yeah, the auditors are doing it, so we don't have to.
But according to Denise, the auditors look for your direction through the meeting minutes.
But that's what we just did.
Okay.
So, we've got for truck number 6 that's gone. So we had $4,000 budgeted there, so we just eliminate that $4,000?
Correct.
We don't need
Same way with truck 25?
No, we need that one.
No, truck 25 is our new truck.
I'm just saying that the body was extra.
The 4,000 is maintenance on it for the year.
Yeah. Okay.
The
year. All right.
The 95 that got dumped into there is actually the body.
Okay.
Got
put All right. I'm getting, so.
Yeah, it was 94.3, I think.
Yeah, something like that. There was a bit of maintenance, but the vast majority. Three.
Yeah.
Of that.
For that body.
Okay.
Plow. But I think plows and sanders, I think we'll be fine. Everything has gotten more expensive, mainly steel, and we are using it a lot, but.
Okay.
Okay.
So into contracted services. Are we good there?
I think so. I didn't do any grants and aid this year or any other grants, and that is a place where it generally helps keep them numbers from being so thin, but I think we'll be good.
Okay. We'll go to the next page, 5. Materials and supplies.
I think culverts, that number's good. Can always use more paving money, but that's the number we've been using for a long time. Guardrails. If you fellows, you got a letter from the bridge department this summer. I believe you guys were shown it and it kicked it to me about the bridge on the Buzzle Road.
Yes.
Eric Pope and Jason Savini from AOT, they have looked at it, and Eric, pretty sure he's going to be able to get me a grant to cover everything that needs to be done under. It's nothing really, but he has a plan and he believes they're going to fund us along with new guardrails. But I don't know if it would hurt to put a little money in there for guardrails. We got $4,000 for grant expenses, which if they actually want us to pay and we can't do in kind, makes it $4,000 don't go very far. Because not everything's fully 100% funded. Mm-hmm. So I just,
what would you like to see in there?
I'm just brainstorming. I'm leaving it zero. I just
no idea what a foot of guardrail costs.
Yeah, never bought one myself. I just throwing information out there. I think would probably be fine, but
There's 4,000 in truck number.
Yeah, that was 16.
We put 5,000 in there. It's just
I just throwing money numbers out and information because we're gonna do stuff. And
great.
I just want to make sure we got funds.
We just took $4,000 off the other.
Let's add it back in right there.
Yeah, but we added $6,000 on the truck 20. If you're going for that number.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm trying to be fiscally responsible here, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're sitting that chair.
I know it's. I mean, I know it's adding, but $5,000 isn't a lot of money for guardrail stuff.
No.
Okay.
And we have a couple other places. We probably should repair some a little bit.
They're getting low.
Yeah.
I gotta write a letter to the people. So we'll put $5,000 in there.
For guardrails.
Guardrails.
Crushing, that price I haven't heard yet.
Is paving, that number's okay?
That's what we generally do. We been using that number for years, and you see the condition of our pavement, and it's...
And with fuel going down, the price of hot mix may come down a little too.
So and paving it ain't going to fix it.
No, no.
It's the frost is just destroys our roads.
Yeah. Yeah. And thought there was cement underneath the Vance Hill going down the other side. It's like uniform.
Broke, yeah.
You know, it's like, no, there isn't any cement under there. They dug it down 3, 4, 5 feet way back in the day. So...
Your crushing's good?
I didn't see him. He came the other day.
Yeah, he didn't say any numbers.
And he knows we heckle him, and he knows. But I wouldn't be surprised to see that number climb. The only option is to crush less, but then we pay for mobilization fees. Or we crush more and only do it every other year. I think that we go with that and... try to squeeze it out of them.
Okay. Do you ever use that as a leverage point?
They know what's in the budget. Yeah. They you know.
They can. Well, this is what we got approved by the voters, $65,000. Your $75,000 ain't gonna cut it here.
And with the paving numbers, they can ask me, and I can tell them I don't know, but it's public record, I tell them.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Hutchins come in at 120, and Pike was a little bit more than 125. They know what we got to spend. Oh. They knew what I was trying to do.
Okay. Yeah. You do play the game, where everybody plays the game.
The ones that are using their heads, they know we have got what we got.
Thank you. So we're leaving... crushing.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Okay.
Purchase some material. That's only a lot of my stone. That should be fine doing grants this year. That'll bring that back in check, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Salt, we should be good. Chloride should be good. I hope. We didn't use a dozer to push up the sand this year, is why we didn't spend any money, but that's not always a given, so I'd like to leave that.
Okay.
And the chloride, we went over because I talked to you. We actually never ended up using that load, so.
Got it for next year.
Yeah. Well, we used to go into the spring with two loads, but we had one of them really dry summers, made greeting and chloriding difficult.
So, a lot of bitching.
Does that come liquid, or does that come?
It comes liquid.
It comes liquid. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Everything in the next jump is uniforms.
Ooh. Okay.
Next discussion.
So the little schemer scammer guy from Universe came up. This was a few months ago, and because I called and complained because our bill went from $274 a week to $316. Bonkers, even at 274. And he told me that unfortunately, because of pre-approved regular price increases, sometimes contract prices just get out of hand and they don't know about it unless we call and tell them. That was unbelievable sarcasm, just to make sure we're all clear on that. Didn't throw him out of the office because that seemed a little dramatic, but I thought about it. So he has offered us a 5-year lock-in price contract for exactly what we're getting now for $139.40 a week, which is, you know, what, less than half what we were paying before the last increase.
Oh, my Lord.
But it is a lock-in 5-year contract with people that are apparently terrible scammers.
For half the money we're paying now.
Less than half.
And the contract won't change?
Nope. It'll be all the same exact things we've been getting with a lock-in price. Or we can run out the last... Oh, geez. Where are we at? we can run out the last year and a half of our current 5-year contract at $316 a week. Or we can buy out of our current contract for 50% of what's left on it, of what we would pay if we finished it out. So this buyout was dated almost 4 months ago, but the buyout would have been $13,000. So we're probably down in the $11,000 buyout, give or take. I'd have to do some calculations.
Wow. My 2 cents, the 5-year contract at $139 seems
like a no-brainer to me.
But are you happy with what they're supplying?
Wear it, but what?
I don't
know. This seems like a lot of money for uniforms. You know, well, like we've discussed. He doesn't wear any. Me and Jason, all that we wear is the jacket and pants. You know, and in the summertime, all I do is wear the pants. Same with Jason. We have t-shirts. We have long sleeve shirts, but
we're on a 5-year contract with them now at $300 a month.
Yep.
And it ends when?
It ends end of June 2027.
Oh, so we get another year.
Year and a half.
And our new contract at $139 a month starts immediately when if we agree to it.
Yes. Assuming they'd still honor it, he implied that he would give us the time to make the decision and honor it at the same rate.
Well, that's a no-brainer. Yeah. I guess we split a year's worth into half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get $139 a month?
$139.40 a week.
Oh, a week.
A week.
A week.
It's $300 a week now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Over $300 a week. You know, yeah, it's a substantially lower number.
$7,248.80 a year.
Still seems like a lot of money, but it's a lot less.
Half of what we're paying right now.
So
we can lower that by 50%.
No, that's what we'd be paying with the 139.
Right.
Yeah, well, if you sign that contract or whatever right now.
We should sign that contract.
Yep.
It's just going to save us. If we don't, we still have to pay $300 a month for another year.
Yep. So three.
Yeah, but for 16. What they're wearing, that's a lot of money for.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like for.
Yeah.
Even with not like Mike doesn't use any of that. It's a lot of money benefit for just.
Yeah, it's $16,432 at the $316 a month.
A week.
A week. I'm sorry, a week. Because I times it by 52. Yeah. So if you minus. 16, 4, 32, minus 7.
Can't get out of it.
Seven, two, no.
Well, yeah.
Cost you 11 grand to get out of it.
11 grand to get out of it.
Give or take. I didn't do the exact math.
Yeah,
it would be a bit less than 13.
You're going to save $9,183 just by going to the new contract, which you'll pay for the new contract.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I did clarify that the 5-year contract that he's offered at $140 a week is if you wanted to buy out of it prior to the end of the 5 years, it would be the same, 50% of whatever's left on the contract.
Yes.
So it's not easy to get out of ever.
The statement that he made to you why it went up in price
made me violently angry.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen with the new contract.
That's what I was getting.
So I'm reading it right now to try to. Oh, yeah. It says right here, no price increase for the duration of this agreement. Yeah.
What's our other contract say?
Our old one? I actually don't know if he gave me a copy of the old one.
Did we even have a contract with them?
He says we did.
Yeah, because we did ask.
So this is a copy of the contract. It is not a signed copy. It's a copy of the contract he told us we're on.
With any wording at the bottom that says we're
No price increases?
No, it certainly does not say that.
All right, so the new one does, though.
The new one specifically states no price increase for the duration of this agreement.
Because I don't ever remember signing a 5-year contract uniforms. So I don't think we were on.
For 3.5 years ago, I was on the board. I don't remember.
No.
So. Yeah.
Unless it's something Denise did unbeknownst to us.
Yeah.
So I can go back to him and ask him to produce a signed copy of the contract.
Yeah. Unless you guys, want to get out of the uniforms?
I just think my personal opinion is it's a lot of money for what we actually use of the uniforms.
And I know
when we were talking last year, I remember I was down here and we talked about that budget number being $15,000 for uniforms. And
yeah, and we did.
For me and Jason just to use the pants and the jackets. And the jackets a couple months a year there.
Mike's concern is that it is a benefit that you guys get. And that's an X number of dollar benefit. And he wanted that benefit put back into your pay, salaries.
Yeah, to give us like a check for clothing or however.
But it's going to cost us $11,000 to get out of the contract.
Not if we don't have a contract.
They did not give me a signed copy of the contract. I can make them try to prove it. Now, there may be a signed contract, but if there isn't, that's solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't force us into a contract that nobody ever signed.
That's correct.
We
need to see a signed contract in our next meeting.
And then Mike's defense, he doesn't even use the uniforms. So it's really not even a benefit to him. You know?
Yeah.
Because we discussed them going up to Sarah Merrill and getting shirts or whatever that you guys would, you know, and having Newport Town printed on it.
Yeah.
Giving a stipend for jeans or whatever you guys wanted. And
I mean,
I thought that would be a good.
You wear the pants, the uniform supplies?
Correct. Yeah. Me and Jason do.
Are they decent?
They're all right. It's nice when
you don't send them in.
When they're destroyed and they get a new pair, but there's still a lot of money.
Their laundering is very hard.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you take brand new jeans, you get them back, and they are white.
If you get the right ones back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like I send mine in if they're real, real nasty.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And sometimes they come back with 3 pairs. I send 4. Sometimes they come back with 2. Yeah.
It is very nice. Yes. I put on one of my shirts, grease my truck, take it off all grease and leave it for them. Yeah. I don't have to put it through my laundry.
Yeah.
Same with my pants.
Yeah. Yep. But if we go the route of just saying, okay, we're going to go up to Sarah's and get shirts and, I don't know, she doesn't have pants, does she?
I don't believe so.
I don't know what she has. You can go pick and shovel or wherever.
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, we can buy a washing machine here and
I would see it more as a clothing stipend.
Yes,
that's
they get their own. Yep.
Yeah, go that's get your own, thinking, turn in a receipt and pay you for it.
Let's see if we get a contract. Let's see if we get a contract.
I will call this afternoon.
While you were gone, did you get the figure of $137
a
week? Okay.
Yeah.
So
the new 5-year contract.
It's going to cost us $11,000 to get out of a contract that we don't have a copy of.
A signed copy.
Yeah.
So we're going to see if we do have a contract, and if we do, then it's not beneficial for us. We're going to save money.
We're going to save
$9,000.
We're going to save $9,183
in 1 year.
In 1 year, but the new contract for $139 a month only going to cost us $7,200.
Yeah.
But if we don't have a signed contract, we can get out of it.
We can get out of it.
And then we can go to a clothing stipend if that's what you'd like.
Yeah. If that's what you guys...
I like the idea of a clothing stipend, as long as you don't cap it too much.
Well,
here we go.
it's a benefit.
Oh, no, I know.
We already discussed that.
Yeah, we discussed
that. So I wouldn't put $15,000.
No.
But I would take the current...
Could take like $7,000.
$139 a week.
$2,000 a piece or whatever.
And put that in as a lump sum for the year for a clothing stipend. And then as needed, you bring in a slip of, and of course, you know, my thing on this is like, it would be nice if you looked like
professional.
Yeah. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
In uniform.
Which is fine. If we went to Sarah's, we all get the same shirt.
It'd be nice if you all had the same color. And so, you know, I like striped fluorescent orange and green and fuck you. I don't like
it. It'd be very safe, though.
What?
Right.
Be very safe. They are road workers, after all.
So, but I just...
With the vest. We wear high, I wear high-vis shirts all the time.
To represent the town somehow in a professional manner.
Well, like
that's
the
all.
High-vis shirts he likes, they don't have to UniFirst because they don't launder it.
Okay.
Right. Because they probably fall apart.
They're really awesome, you know? The ones that we wear, that Jason has a few, too, that are... Like vintage for instance.
Let's discuss it later after we find out if we got a signed contract.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Moving on.
So we don't.
Yeah.
Do we leave that money in there just in case?
We could leave it for now. He's been quite responsive. I think there's a good chance I'll have an answer from him by next week's meeting.
Okay. Let's leave it for now, then we'll.
Okay.
Other expenses?
That negative 91,000 that makes my budget look like I'm 137,000 over.
Where number?
Restricted funds.
Oh, I'm looking at last year's budget. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm looking at this one. And me and Hannah looked it up. It makes my total number look like I was way over for the year last year. That was ARPA money.
Oh.
That is also going to be reassigned by the auditor. But yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Whatever the word
is. It looks like if you look at my bottom number, without the truck body and without that, I had $30,000 left over. I weren't $137,000 overspent.
Okay.
Because I see that number and I like, that don't make no sense. And we looked up yesterday just what that $91,000, and it weren't even town garage stuff, all of it. Some of it was here, some of it was there. It was all over the place.
I just got to get hold of Bob Best.
That's this $91,250 restricted funds?
Yes.
See, I saw that and I interpreted that as in the equipment.
Well, I did too at first, but that's it. I thought, did we pay half the loader or something there? But
so,
she looked it up.
Okay.
It was explained to me that according to the rules of the ARPA money, anything that wasn't spent had to be restricted. So it was restricted within the highway budget.
Yep.
So that's why it shows up in this section, but it'll be reallocated to an ARPA account somehow or other by the auditors.
Because I was supposed to still have more money left to spend at the town garage from the ARPA. They were supposed to still spend, I think I had another 10,000. I was intending on putting some fans and stuff up there.
So where is the income from, or the expense to the town on using the equipment?
Oh, that was,
That
was back there in where the trucks and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Back on that page 4, bottom of repairs and maintenance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. Other equipment depreciation.
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure it's still in there.
On that note, I can tell you too, but I was going to get after Bob Best to get hold of that guy who did the ball field, or the fence out,
yeah.
The backstop's coming right down.
Oh,
so that would be the fence. Good people that should fix that.
Round Hill Fence is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Round Hill Fence. Okay.
I can call them.
Thank you, Mike.
And actually, another one of the solar panels have gone flat.
Called him. He was gonna give me a call back. He said he was hoping for next week or the week after. Let me know when a tech was coming out.
There's two of them now that are flat.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well,
you'll see that when he comes.
I called him once. Yeah, they're getting us on the schedule.
Okay.
It's not because they got too much snow on them, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because they won't lift if there's 4 feet of snow.
No.
And I believe that's it.
I think so.
All right, for you, Bill? Mike? That's
pretty good. I think mine was pretty minimal, I thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think pretty good.
I'm glad this ARPA thing's over with, too.
I think it's just about there.
Hey, it was a lot of free money.
Mm-hmm.
Did
No, we're not free about it. We'd still cost us somewhere along the line.
I know.
So if this is ARPA money that's left over, where's that? Because that program was, if you didn't spend it.
Yes.
It went back.
No, it was explained to me that there were a couple different legal options for restricting it for further use. Oh. And one of them was in the highway restricted account somehow or other.
Yeah, so that's what
the auditors did. Was it last year was the deadline to get that restricted if you wanted to keep it? So that's what was done.
You got put into there.
So yes.
Do we need a hard number of how much that ARPA money that hasn't officially been spent so we can spend it?
Yep.
I just... Because in general, we definitely do. Spend some, but I've had a hard time getting an electrician.
I thought, right off the top of my head, I thought there was like $35,000 left.
I just, if it needs to be spent to keep us out of legal loopholes, let's spend it.
I thought you were going to put lights in and paint or something else in there.
We got the lights in, yeah.
You did.
I had intentions of putting some ceiling fans in. I have had very little luck with electricians.
Multiple.
Really?
With electricians.
Four different ones. Yeah. Told me they would do it.
Why didn't you talk to what's his name yesterday?
What's his name?
Doug Manning. That's what he does.
Don't know the man.
You sat right across the table from him.
I did not know he was an electrician.
Yes. Yeah. He was an electrician at Jay Peak and he retired and he's doing stuff on the side now.
Okay.
There you go.
Who's that?
Doug Manning. He lives right up on Low Mountain Road.
I'd never seen the man before yesterday.
Yeah.
Now you know him.
Yeah, he's a very nice fellow. I see him going the wrong way down a hill.
Yeah. He still does electrical work up the J for him and does works on the side. So.
Yeah, it's one of them things you just...
Get hold of Greg Starr, get his number. And
get baffled when people...
He might be one of the ones, because that's what he does. So... Might be worthwhile. Who knows?
Well, I talked to Gene.
Other expenses.
Yeah, I'll run because they did a bunch down here for us in the old building.
The 91,250
restricted funds.
Well, the outside light was on that building.
It's for their Christmas light. We turned it on so they
could
plugged in.
This, to me, is what money has been spent.
You see all that junk pop on the door down there?
Yeah, he talked about it.
I mean, that money was spent. I'm not sure if I understand your question.
We got to get it out of there. Should get
91,250 was spent.
Yes, we spent $91,250.
Okay, that's why it's there.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Load her down. Load it all in. And
so yes.
Yeah. A lot of it goes into scrap steel dumpster. Most of that.
I was hearing that it was money left over.
Charlie will take those apart. And
confusion.
Yeah, no. Bring it up. It was the money we spent out of what was left over.
Okay.
And now we need to figure out how much is still left over.
Okay.
On top, did you see that one?
I'm not sure how I'm going to figure that out, but I will.
Okay.
I didn't bash it.
That it?
I think that was good.
Good.
As far as budget stuff, I forwarded that email with the mileage back to you.
Let me go get that. Yep.
They had brought that. We had a meeting with NVDA, right? The girl from NVDA.
Yes.
On the... Water, remember the other day?
Oh yeah.
It was a good meeting. She just basically was looking for information about our whole system and what we need and what we have and.
And on that note, that drinking water state revolving fund, we were put on the list in 2023, and I emailed the guy that did it for us for A&E, and yeah, we could put you on the list again because I didn't know if we were continually on the list.
Yeah.
You only did it 1 year, like. There's a lot of money that year. Well, we wanted a well then, and I want a well, and I'd still like a well, and I guess if I don't pursue this, nothing's going to happen, so I guess I got to...
Where's this?
Yeah, this was that mileage thing, and you guys usually have me sign it.
That's up to the hydrogeologist.
Did you?
You know?
I haven't. No, they were telling me about it the other day. They just got it. Didn't realize it.
We usually
bring it up in a meeting so that...
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of them.
You guys tell me to sign it or somebody signed
it. I think you should.
Somebody's got to.
Well, I want everybody to see it before we go.
What's that? What are you looking at here?
This is that town mileage thing the state sends us every year, and you guys usually tell me to sign it or Mike to sign it or somebody, but
yeah. It hasn't changed, has it?
I don't think so. Mike, did you see it?
I did. I everything do looks the same. Select board. I don't know. You guys normally sign it.
I'd say Jerry signed it.
We got 10.82 miles of class 4.
Nothing changed, right?
I haven't changed nothing.
Don't see anything.
But no, I mean,
it can't change without your approval.
You know, the state can do whatever they want. It's just like Washington. They can do whatever they want.
Steve, you got a bad attitude towards politics.
Oh, no, we can all sign it.
That's what I thought. I don't know.
You should write a book on it.
We can all sign it.
I also...
From what it says, it used to be just one person.
Maynard from A&E about Rainey's thing, and he said he'd call me. And I heard about the pump station.
You still have to sign it.
He's going to come up anyway during...
In the spring.
In the spring.
Yeah.
So we could approve it anyway if you think it's okay.
Somebody else told me that, but I would just assume somebody that knows something looks at it. It's all new, but we're just looking at the pump station. They got to approve the lines and everything, right? And what about the easements? Do we have to have easements on hand for, like, they just dug a brand new electric line from the pole across Rainey's lawn, across his driveway, down to that thing. So we need an easement for that. Because, yeah, Rainey Law was not saying it's going to have problems, but do we need paperwork documenting easements for where all this stuff is?
Yep.
Probably should have it. It's in there so that they're turning it all over to us so that it would be ours anyway.
It's not a problem with Rainey.
Yeah,
exactly.
But he sells.
He's been trying to sell.
He sells his house, and somebody comes in, and a week later, we're in there with a backhoe.
Give us an easement.
Whoa.
I was kind of under the assumption the engineers would probably partake in some of that, but I don't know. Nobody's.
Yeah, I don't. I think we could do it. Just get the easement.
We need an easement.
Yeah.
You guys are all certifying that there were no changes.
Right.
Can you toss me a pen, Ty? Thank you. We got to check the no changes box.
I just, you know, for us to say, yeah, we'll pay the bill now, I think there's more to it than that. I think. Because I would think we need easements so we don't end up having Joe Blow mad at us when we're down there working on his lawn, because we never had to do that. And I would assume there ain't never going to be much for issues.
Do we have easements on all the other properties in town?
We have an inherent right, I believe it.
And I think we'd do the same thing there by taking over the system.
Yeah. Whoever designed and laid out the town,
they don't want it coming back in their house. They're going to let us fix it.
Yeah. But if it's in writing or it's in
but
the...
But if it's in, yeah. And all they got to do is Rainey's the operator of whatever it's there now. All he's got to do is give it to us.
Just like our culvert here where there's no documentation that we've been sued on and now own because of a lawsuit. And from what I've heard, even just a week or two ago, we owned that sucker. The town put it in the late 60s. You know, but there was never nothing. But
there's no proof either way.
No.
But you as a board did not want to own it, just saying maybe in 50 years, somebody says there's no documentation saying we own this sewer line. We ain't fixing it.
Right.
So I just assume we try to do it.
Yeah. No, all he's got to do is give us an easement of it.
Yeah.
That's it. Power and sewer, and that's it. It shouldn't be that hard a thing to make out.
I'm not a legal
document
person.
Document up and the date and everything and have him sign it.
It has to be a legal document so it gets included in his
deed.
Right. So that when he sells the future owner, you can see in the deed, the town has an easement across my front lawn.
Yeah.
No questions.
That's just something that pops in my brain.
So you could tell Rainey that he needs to get an easement to us and use that explanation. You know?
Okay.
So.
Because it's just one of them things that I'm part of the process, I do, make sure we do it right.
Yeah, we got bit on the culvert. We don't want to get bit on a sewer.
No. Yeah, I just, for the future.
Has that been working all right?
Don't talk about it. When you talk about it, it's when we have problems.
Good.
Because that will be an expense someday. An expensive one to redo that. And it probably
needs to be done.
Just ditch it. Leave it wide open.
You can do that after I'm no longer working for this.
The way it was before the culvert went in, right?
Back that's in the 1960s.
Yeah. They want to fill it in? Let them fill it in.
You might want to be off the board, too. I know he wants to be off the board.
He's going to be.
Well, I'm making a motion that he stays, so. He messed with me for 20 years.
I told somebody the other day, you threatened me, and that didn't scare me much.
He threatened me too the other day, after the meeting.
Oh, back on that other lady, it was just more information. She wanted information from Hannah on the NBDA girl the other day. I was just telling him about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it was more just information.
And
more of it came from Mike. Then.
You heard, but we were on that priority list in 23, and Mike Maynard from A&E said that, yeah, we could put you back on that, but.
Mm. Okay, well, please do.
Yeah, right? Well, eventually, the signing page, they filled out the whole form, which is pretty minor, but the signing page was done by Denise, because you're the administrative contact, so you're now Denise.
Okay.
So,
cool.
We'll see if he gets back to me and
yep.
anytime soon. That was yesterday morning, first thing, before I went snowmobiling. And
yeah.
I was surprised on those forms and stuff, she didn't offer to help you to make them out, because usually they do. But well, are they that? Because you would.
Near as I could tell, she was very new to what she was doing.
Yeah, she lives in Jay. She's.
But she was just an information gatherer.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Good.
All right.
You go to me.
Yes.
Highway budget's done.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you very much. I guess so.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like the company.
They're on the clock. I want them doing.
Oh, they're on the clock. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's right.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Now comes the nitty gritty.
So, we go back to page one. And start.
Timeout for sports.
Timeout.
Okay. Take a minute.
Yeah, the other day that girl kind of confused me on some stuff. I tell you, she was. But I guess it's just information they're looking for.
Yeah.
It's like what you want for a wish list and, you know, this and that. Then what we have and what we've done. And she was really interested in when we were. Had to raise double the rates, you know, and stuff, but back in the day. Why? We told her hauling water costs money.
Huh?
Hauling water costs money.
Oh. Gotta go in there again.
Steve, did you get my email about the water meters and when I want
I did.
Your... Okay, perfect. Thank Just you. Making sure.
Yep. That's fine. It did they reimburse us for that, or is that the town buys it?
No, the town buys it.
Fine. Fine. Didn't know. Is that health insurance money figure here? That.
So, my health insurance is going to drop that number to 14,600.
The 30?
Yep.
Will be 14?
14,600.
Or 15,000.
Yep.
Okay. I just asked Hannah one question on just jumping ahead, the health insurance.
Yep.
30,000 will drop down to 15.
Okay.
Under benefits. How's our assistant working out?
She is fantastic. And so far our assessor's really loving her too. She's been here since what? Like July or August maybe. And so far, she was budgeted for 20 hours a week, I think, was the original. She's been here nowhere near that. I haven't needed her that. And she does have another part-time job and two kids. So it's worked out really well. So when I was doing the math on what I was going to ask for her, I was planning on about 12 hours a week. That's the higher end of average of what she works. Now, she has not been here through a spring Lister's roadwork season yet, so I wanted to stick on the high end because I don't know what kind of timing her and Jean are going to need for that. But she's great. She does all my recording. She managed to get typewriters entirely out of the recording procedure. So I don't know exactly how long it took Denise to do recording, but it was taking me like 4 to 6 hours a week. And Danielle got it all on the computer. She does it in one. Wow. It's incredible.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She is wonderful. She has at no point caused me a single problem. She's super reliable. I'm really liking having her.
Good.
So instead of 20 hours, we could put it to 15 and still be up from what she, in that way she's got a little cushion.
Yes. I'm going to ask for a raise for her too. Is this when I do it?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would leave it at the 20 hours because, like Hannah said, she hasn't been through that cycle with the other yet.
Yep. Okay.
We don't know. That may bump it up. We don't know. After that, you could, you know.
27, we do the reappraisal of the whole town.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So leaving it in there, you know, you may want to have that.
Yep. Okay.
Somebody come in. Yeah, I was thinking if she was thinking going down to 12 and a half or whatever, like that, making it 15 to kind of cushion that.
But we haven't been a full year.
But we haven't been a full
year. With a full list in it.
I don't have an issue leaving at 20.
Because after a town meeting, they go out and do that road work.
Yeah.
So she may have more there.
Yeah. So.
And then what is it costing us with the other outfit? How many hours are they coming in?
Yeah, that's.
But I guess she's really taking
it. It's so much an hour for the other. It's 95 right. bucks an hour or something like that. So, do we want to put hers at 5% as well, or like we did the rest of the employees?
Well, Hannah, definitely, but.
Well, no, really, yeah, but.
I think we should all employees.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we've done in the past. Yeah. Right.
So that would include.
She said she was going to ask for.
Her more anyway.
Right.
So we'll wait for her recommendation to see what she
sounds like. She's helped her a lot already.
Yeah. That's good.
So that's good.
That's Danielle. Is it?
Yeah.
Danielle Driver.
Yeah.
I haven't met her yet.
I haven't either. No.
Me either.
No.
Oh God.
Dog stuff, I guess.
Hmm?
Dog stuff. Boy, I'm gonna hate it when he has to get done.
Mm.
Does a good job.
He does. Excellent.
Same. What were they doing up by your place yesterday? Changing a pole or
changing a transformer, wasn't it? You said
transformer.
Yeah.
But two poles are bad. The one in my front of my driveway is gonna break off here. That means it's rotten.
Wow, no kidding.
So they put in two new poles.
Yeah.
And then winter came. The poles have been there for a while. So I got a courtesy call the other day that they were going to come up and change the transformer. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yep.
And so I said to them, well, everything's frozen. I said, three homes, the power goes up that pole. It's all underground power. How are you going to change that to the new transformer on the new pole? Just, okay. So I know you got a work order in front of you that said, this is a courtesy call because we're changing a transformer at the end of your driveway. And that's all I know. I'm reading that.
Yep.
I don't know anything else. So I thanked him. The guy came in, and so I walked down and said, you know, what are you guys doing today? He goes, well, we're going to change the transformer. I said, you're putting it on a new pole? Oh, no, we're putting it on the old pole. But what we're doing is we're running the power line from the old pole to the new pole. And I said, how are you getting the transformer? Oh, we just jumper it. And he did. I put a 10-foot jumper wire, like a booster cable, from the 25,000 volt line right down to the transformer. 10 feet hanging in the air.
No kidding.
And we'll be back in the spring. Okay. And I don't make this stuff up.
No, I know.
You can't make that up.
You can't make that up.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Where were we?
Let's start at the beginning.
And okay. We're going to leave her at 20 hours until we get to the full cycle, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, select board salary. We had increased at 1500 last year. We didn't even take it. No. Do you want to leave it at 6500 and just keep the way it's been going or not? You never know. The guy that replaces, what's his name here in the middle, he may want more money.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't going to even make a decision. I'd say leave it. Okay. Remember what happened when I started on this board 21 years ago?
Yep.
We dropped it.
Yeah.
Cut it in half. The coming down through the select board secretary, that's you.
Okay, was I ever hired for that? I couldn't find it in any minutes anywhere.
Comes with the job.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
We've asked the town clerk to be the select board secretary.
Okay.
Which you are. And we paid $120-something, no, $100 a meeting.
Something like that, yeah.
$100.
Yeah. So have you been paying yourself that?
No, that's why it shows 500
expenses,
and we budgeted 1260.
Yeah,
that's your money.
So when did you start?
So it would have been June, I guess, because if there's 500 taken out, then that means Denise was the secretary for May.
Yeah. Okay. So from June till now, you owe yourself X amount of dollars for
$100
select board meeting.
Okay.
A month for.
So you want me to write myself a payroll check for that? $700.
Sure. It's your money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your money.
We don't want it. You don't have to take it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it. Not fighting anybody.
It's budgeted.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's budgeted for you.
Well, we discussed it back a few years ago, and Denise had said, because a lot of times she always had something going on, said, do you want us to get a secretary? But we like it to have you here. You're doing this stuff every day. If we have questions, you can answer them.
Yep.
Otherwise, we got to write it down and get the answer from you later.
Right.
Yep.
So you're owed money.
Okay.
This is what we...
And then going forward, do I do $100 a month for myself? Is that how it's done? Okay. Yep.
Unless we skip a select board meeting, which I doubt we will, but...
Hey, follow up. Maybe this is a dumb question. I don't know. Is there a select board meeting in March, or is it just town meeting?
No, we have one after
the town meeting.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
So...
That brings us down to town clerk and treasurer. And... you heard us raise Mike 5%. What do you think you want?
I would very much like the 2.8% cost of living, for sure. I don't think I'm really asking for any more this year, because I'm not completely independent of Denise. I would say, of course, we still pay her delinquent tax collector. She still is delinquent tax collector, but I'm still paying her. I would say it probably averages out to about an hour a week out of the assistant town clerk budget to help me get through the stuff I've never done before. So I think with her still pretty consistently on payroll, I don't really think it's fair to ask for a raise for myself yet. I would like the 2.8% though, if that's okay with y'all.
That okay?
I was going 5% across the board, because that's what we give everybody.
Yeah,
that's what we usually
do. That's what I was going to say.
And I almost brought it up when we were doing Mike's, but I said we'll bring it up later, because we got the town clerk, the assistant, and Charlie.
Yeah.
They're all employees that we've done it in the past that way. Now, I don't know, is that going to make a difference come town meeting, because she's got to run for the job.
That's correct.
So I don't know.
Well, that's right.
And what we do here is all dependent on if it gets passed.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes, I do have to be elected in March.
Yeah. Well, we can have
March.
A discussion after it. Want to leave the 60 in there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is for the budget. We'll leave that in there, and we'll have that discussion after. And the assistant?
Okay, Danielle, I am asking if you would allow a $1 per hour raise for her, as well as, I was going to say the 2.8% cost of living, but I don't know exactly how you want to do it. If you're just doing 5% for everyone else, maybe that makes more sense, but I love her. She's great. She has streamlined so many of the things she does, and I'm pretty concerned about retention because she now knows how to do a ton of stuff that I don't. And so if she were to leave, we have to turn around and basically pay Jean to train someone else.
Can she train you?
Danielle?
Yeah.
Yeah, potentially. What, time's a bit of a concern.
What is her rate now?
She gets $19.23 an hour right now.
So if we give her 5%, that's 96 cents.
Okay. Plus a dollar.
Huh?
Plus a dollar.
No, no. That's 96 cents. On top of what she's
making. She had asked her for a dollar more an hour, plus the 2.8.
Oh, plus the 2.8.
Plus the 2.8. So it's $1.96 more an hour.
$19.20 is her now, times 5% equals 96 cents.
Right.
Okay.
And then Hannah asked.
Then she wanted the 2.8 on top of that.
So my point here is I really think that she does a good job and has earned a raise, and that a raise may help promote retention, which is good for us. And so regardless of how it's done, I don't really care if we do a dollar and 2% or if just 5%, whatever. But I would like to see her be financially recognized for the good work she does.
We do the 7.8%, which is on the 2.8 on top of that or whatever. It comes out to $1.49. So $1.50. $1.4976.
So that would bring her to $20.70. $19.23 plus $1.50 would be
$20.
$19.23? Yep.
Oh, you said $19.20. That's what I've been figuring
sorry.
Out. Sorry. So, yeah, but that was. So add $1.40. I don't know. I can't do that. I got they're different. So 19.23 times 7.
It's 7.5%.
Well, 5 would be.
Because 5% with 96 cents. So.
Yeah, no. No, it's 2.8 plus 5%. So that's 7.8%.
7.8.
So, okay. So 19.23 times.
As you said, if somebody's doing a good job,
I understand that, but I also am looking at the road crew.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're doing a good job.
So add $1.50 to her salary if you're going to do the 7.8. It's 1.49994.
So
if you're doing the 7.8%, the 5% plus the 2.8, it comes to $1.50.
So that's $1.73 more on top of
it. No, $1.50 more.
I do think that a 5% raise really ends up being like a 2.2% raise if you ignore the cost of living. I think that is fair and reasonable. I
should be happy with that.
I, in fact, have not discussed this with her at all, to be honest. Perfect. I don't know if I was supposed to or not.
If you're doing just the 5%, then that brings it to 96 cents increase.
Yep, so that would bring her to $20.19 an hour.
16. 19. Yeah. 96, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, $21.20 or whatever, close enough. $21.20 is what she'd be up to.
So let's leave the figure of $20,000 in there.
Yep.
And then we can have that discussion after the same as we're doing with. But I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. So.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't either. By the sounds, it's well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well worth it.
Yep.
I mean, and I suppose she could offer that at any point, right? Because we've got the money in there.
Well, no, it won't be done until after town meeting has to be voted.
Well, there's money left over from last year.
There's money left over.
Right, but still.
We only spent
$6,800. Yeah.
We had budgeted $20,000.
There's more than enough left in there, left over to increase her now. And if that budget doesn't pass, then she doesn't have a job anyway, so.
So she had mentioned retention.
Right.
So if she walked in tomorrow and Danielle and said, yeah, I'm sorry, but I got another job and I'm leaving.
Yeah.
She's armed with dollars. What would it take to keep you here?
Yeah.
You know,
I can offer you a dollar an hour more, you know. It's like
and not overspend the budget.
Yeah.
Right.
So can you clarify when I am going to offer her
anytime this? You want.
Anytime.
Okay.
No, if she can wait till after town meeting, that's the way it goes with everybody.
Okay.
That right. gets approved.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that budget line item didn't even get anywhere near that.
Yeah. Right.
$13,000 left over.
Yeah. Yep.
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
Not that we're going to give her all that.
No. No.
I know.
No.
I gotcha.
I'm just... You know, if she's a good employee and you don't want to lose her, and 50 cents is going to keep her here.
Yeah.
But we'll do the 50 cents, you know, that type of thing.
Okay.
But we don't give her the benefits either.
No, she gets no benefits.
She gets no benefits, yeah.
So she'd have even more than that.
Yeah, we should probably be more than that by the same.
Yeah.
All right. So... We're all set on the salaries and compensation.
I think so.
Forest fire warden. That's Mike Bomier. He didn't.
Yeah, and we need to do something there.
Yes. I'm hearing
that he don't answer the phone or.
I am also hearing that he is virtually impossible to get hold of under any circumstances. Well,
maybe he wasn't approved by the state. Because that is a state-appointed position.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
But. I wonder, how does that come, recommendation from us or the fire chief? Because we should look into that to get it changed.
Yeah. Maybe the fire chief will take it over. That's what it usually is in towns.
Forest fire warden, Mike Bomier, appointed by state.
And then we should find out who does the appointment and see what we have to do to get it changed, because I don't think he's interested. I mean, Mike's got to be 76, 77 years old or more. Yeah. I don't think he's...
So, and he may have told the state he's not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
So he is...
Yeah, and they haven't given us anybody.
Who knows?
Maybe if we talk to Jason...
Can find out.
And he can talk to Mike and see what is going on.
Yes. Or who to get hold of to get it changed.
Can we back up to the health officer?
Yep.
And the health officer is...
Steve and Ann Edgley.
So should that be increased? I don't want to do it.
We've been there, done that.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that either.
No. There was no money there when we did.
No. Well, we're Schleichman. We did big money.
Sucks being at the top of the pile here.
I don't know, Steve. They seem to be happy with what they're getting.
He gets paid as a dog catcher, too. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if we're increasing all employees. Technically, he's an employee, so I didn't know if we were going to increase that, too. Yeah.
Open for discussion.
I'm bringing it up because I don't want to do it, and I don't want him to get done if he doesn't want to. So.
Well, I think he'll continue to do it until he... can't.
Yeah. Okay.
Anymore, so.
All
right. Like, a lot of times you add this stuff onto them, you know, and it screws their text thing up too. So unless they come and ask, I guess it would be best to leave it alone.
Okay.
Okay. Social Security and Medicare, again, I will calculate for the next meeting.
Right.
Having better ideas of the basically five, everybody's getting the 5%.
Put the 5% in there, and then that'll give you some kind of a...
Yep.
Okay.
Steven, I discussed my health insurance. Last year I was budgeted for $30,000. Mine's going to cost $15,000 because I'm just me, as opposed to me being Denise and Jim.
Yep.
And then I'll break your hearts next year when I add my boyfriend.
So Denise is off from our health insurance, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And dental. That one I had to send 17 freaking letters for them to get her to take off the policy. I don't know what they were doing.
Retirement had to be figured on your
salary.
Yeah.
Yes. Did I already do that? I figured my retirement, I think we should budget $5,000 because mine is going to be lower than hers by a smidge.
So, are we leaving it to the 55?
Retirement? No, if she knows what it is specifically, we can put that in. Put it in at 5,000.
Put it in just at 5,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll verify that with a 5% increase, but I believe 5,000 is going to do it. Because it's, you guys pay, I think, 9% of my salary.
So we're
I got to check that number. I think
we're removing
nine.
The $507.01
yep.
that you didn't, we didn't spend.
Yep.
Okay.
Of course, child care all figures in on the same thing. So.
I guess. I don't quite understand that yet, to be honest.
It was just another tax from Montpelier. You don't have to have any kids to pay it.
Delightful. Hey, still cheaper than if I had kids, so I'll take it.
No ballots. What's coming up this fall?
I can't tell you that off the top of my head. I don't know.
Is there a national? That's what the ballots are for, right? Ballot clerk is when they have a...
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so.
But where is that included in when you have people like help you at town meeting?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think.
They sit there and, you know, check everybody in.
Yeah, like Maureen or
Linda.
And my wife has done it.
My mom wants to do it this year.
She does it. Okay.
Did you get a price on or a date on the town report?
Yeah, I sent her about half of the stuff so far. I do not have a price. But she needs everything a month prior to town meeting. And then that gives her about 2 weeks to put everything together and get the final proof over to me. Once it's approved, it takes about 2 weeks to print. So, nope, sorry. Hold on. We have to have them out 2 weeks before town meeting.
Right.
So, I have to approve the proof. She said at least a week, ideally two before that. So, I've already gotten the majority of the reports over to her. I'm assuming I'm the one that writes the warning. Is that correct? Like the show the town voters of the town of Newport appropriate blah 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 to whatever and you guys look like you don't write that, so I'm assuming I do.
No, I've never done it.
No.
So
I would assume
I think they just
always done it.
They just changed the date and
you mean this?
Yes.
Yeah. The articles.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That gets done by the town clerk.
Yep.
Right. So and more then, than likely they can just change the dates and
Then it comes to us.
Yep.
We look it over to make sure there's no errors.
Right. Yep. Because there was, what, 217s in there or something stupid like that. Yeah.
Yep. So I'll have that ready by the last budget meeting because I gather that's when you guys typically sign it.
Okay.
So you can sign it at the last budget meeting. I was just clarifying. I assumed it was my job, but who knows?
I'm not doing it.
Okay,
never,
I will.
I've never done it.
I will get it. Okay. So it looks like the town report budget was about right, so I was not told when I talked to the printer of any massive increases. I assume it's going to be a similar price. I did fail to ask that specific question, but...
I think it goes on the number that you ask for.
Okay.
So much per...
Yeah. That makes sense.
And did we have any left over from last year?
There's a small stack. I'm not aware of there having been any excess. There maybe, I want to say 10 or 12 in the vault spares.
Yeah.
And so whatever we had chose for a figure last year.
We'll get the same number
this
year. Is
a good figure.
Okay. All right.
As long as we don't have 1,000 of them left over.
No. Yeah. No. Okay, lister salaries. That is, in fact, now going to be assessor's fees or something like that. We don't have listers anymore. So.
And you're going to change these definitions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, haven't figured out how to do that yet, but I'm going to.
Well, Denise never learned.
Well, I have a best friend named Penny who works at NEMRIC, and I call her all the time.
Okay.
So instead of lister salaries, it's going to be...
I think assessor fees. So I asked our assessor what that number should be because she seemed qualified to answer. And she said, for towns of our size, the vast majority of them are somewhere between $12,000 and $15,000. So I'm proposing sticking with the $15,000.
Somewhere along the lines, they were saying she goes by the hourly... rate is what, $95 an hour or something?
Yep.
Yeah. To come in and do stuff. So.
Yep.
Yep.
Has that person been in?
Jean? Yeah, she's been in a handful of times. She was in once last week. She's gonna be here tomorrow.
She's got what, 7 different towns that she plays
seven
with?
7 or 8, something like that.
So she must make the rounds.
Yep. And she's not in here on a consistent schedule. She comes in sort of as needed. Danielle gives her a call with all the little questions, and then when there's a big question or a handful of big questions stacked up, she comes in and her and Danielle go through all of it together and get caught up.
Bill us when Danielle calls her?
She explained to me that the answer is yes, but she's not wicked specific about it, so we're not going to get a bill for a 10-minute phone call, okay, but if she comes in for 4.5 hours, we might get a bill for 5.5 hours because she's gotten 4 phone calls in the last month.
Yeah, no, it's not like a lawyer where they drop down every 10 minutes you call. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, I'm just curious.
They've found a lot. I mean, each meeting we seem to be signing stuff where they found a lot of discrepancies. So
I have
is good.
Been informed that our... listers appear to do things a little more differently than most towns. There are a shit ton of mistakes. Tons and tons of problems.
But it's good to get it all uniform.
Yes. Right? Yes.
And they're finding them. Because I'm seeing it at each meeting.
So we'll stick with the 15 there if that's okay with you guys.
Yep.
Okay. Telephone, apparently Comcast bills keep going up. I don't know if you want to update that budget.
I was going to ask you, it's not only there, but it's all telephones throughout the whole...
Yes.
I just called and got mine lowered.
I can try calling them. I don't know.
Oh, my bill went up almost $23. At the first of the year. So I called and I got it cut down by about $55.
I can try. Our bill is telephone and internet.
Yeah.
So we get one bill for this office, which I just split 50-50 between this lister's budget and my telephone budget. And then the boys at the garage get a separate bill.
Hey, it doesn't hurt to call and ask.
No.
You know, why is the bill keep going up?
For the budget, do you want to leave it the same or increase it?
Well, the depending on what she's going to find out, we probably better increase it.
I would say.
I mean, it's up $300 more than budgeted last time. You probably ought to put it up to $1,500 just in case. What do you think?
Or at least go to the 12.
I think maybe 12 would do it, hopefully. Okay. Because there's going to be a little wiggle room down at the bottom here. So, mileage, when Jean has mileage, that's factored into her bill. So, that is factored into the $15,000. Oh. She did suggest that we hold on to a little bit of a mileage budget in the instance that Danielle goes out and does some road work alone. I think $500 can be dropped, maybe $250. I think even that's probably more than necessary, but
okay.
That's my suggestion.
Lowering it to $250?
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. She can go out alone?
She has not yet, but Jean has suggested she may be able to go out alone to do things like, you know, see that we got a permit in, drive out and check and see if construction has started. Oh, very right. Not yeah. to assess buildings.
Good.
But right. to check right. on circumstances like that.
Okay. Okay. That's all I was
yep.
trying to clarify. Because yep. the listers, when they were here, they're not supposed to go out individually.
Right.
There was a, yeah. had to be a quorum to yeah. go out.
Well, she's just going to view something. That's a little bit.
It's just like me.
Doing a
trying
drive-by.
To do yeah. something without you guys.
Yeah. I love to do a drive-by.
Yeah.
Okay. Computer expense looks like it was insufficient. The majority of that computer expense I did pull up, it's like paying for the software. So apparently the software licenses have gone out.
And that's that machine sitting over on the desk that...
That's the one.
They only use when our assessor is here.
Well, that's the one that Danielle uses almost exclusively. So it's used one and a half days a week, typically.
So is that a fee that's going to be every year now?
Okay.
So the $4,000 is something we should increase?
I expect it's going to be at least what we paid last year. Because that's things like the assessor's software, which we have to have.
Right, right.
And I think they're increasing the fees on that is what it looked like
that's
to me.
That's a yearly expense buying the software?
Yeah, because it's updated and supported and all of that kind of stuff. So it looks like it's paid for yearly.
Wow. What about the next item, the $10,000 that we didn't...
Yeah, we're going to crank that way down.
Well, why don't we increase the computer expense and adjust the other expense?
Yep, so...
I'd almost go up to $5,000 because it sounds like they keep changing.
I totally agree.
Okay.
So add $2,000 to that.
Excuse me for a moment.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, if that $10,000, I mean, really spent.
What was that for?
Other expenses, I don't know. other expenses.
Seems like we bought something, or Denise had to get something.
But I mean, we could probably if we increase the other one to $5,000.
Where is it that when we?
They only use $1,600.
I know. So we could drop that down to $2,000 and still be ahead of the game.
Is it in here when she updated the books and the vault and stuff? Is that?
That wouldn't have had anything to do with the listers.
Wouldn't have anything to do with. Oh yeah, that's listers. That's right.
Putting it. Yeah, this is for listers. That there is putting it on the microfilm or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Listers.
Why did we put that in there?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Did we do that because of the changeover and we didn't know and it was a cushion?
Maybe.
To do with, you know, the assistant and the person coming to check things?
Maybe.
I don't know. Happens.
don't get into it. I don't know why.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
Do you have any idea why we had that at $10,750?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. We don't either.
No, I don't. Gene's suggestion was dropping it to a...
We've been consistently budgeting around $1,750.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, was that a typo?
You no. got it.
Well, how come proposed was for 25 was 10...
Right.
Should have been one.
It's a typo. Should have been 1750.
Oh, that makes so much more sense.
Yep. Now that you look at it. Yep.
Okay.
So that's a typo.
Because $10,000 seemed insane, and I did ask Jean. She couldn't fathom why there would be that much either.
It got raised.
But it got raised that amount.
It's
there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Budget and approved.
Yeah.
So it needs to go down to...
Put it down to two?
Well, 17...
1750.
And we had 1690 actual.
Yeah.
Whatever
so 1750 again would be...
Yes.
Okay. Gene has suggested $1,000, but if you want to stick with 17, that is totally fine.
Well, we spent 1690.
$1,500 of it was those three new filing cabinets they baked
but still,
for.
Still, I think we'd be safer.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, we're dropping...
$8,000. Go to 1500? Is that what you said?
No, I 1750. I'd leave it.
Okay.
We've been consistent with that right along, and we spent 1690.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's $9,060 extra.
Jesus.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Teeny little typo makes a big difference, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised I didn't pick up on that. Damn. I did stop drinking alcohol, so maybe it'll be better next year.
No, it won't help.
Okay.
Trust me, I've been done for a long time. It don't help. Not a bit.
Now we're down to operating expense.
Okay. Let's see. I got two pages going on here. So, the big deal here, not to skip around, but I am going to ask for quite a bit more money for computer expense. The computer I currently have is updated to Windows 10, which is already no longer supported, and it can't be updated any further. I don't know how old it is. Computers are the worst.
Oh, they freaking change monthly.
But I'm guessing it's only going to be a few months before I have problems with it. So I'm afraid that has to be replaced. I don't think that's optional, really.
You think a laptop would be better? Or
I was thinking about getting a laptop and a docking station, because that also brings the benefit of the laptop being able to put in the vault at night, or, you know, take into the garage to work with Mike if I wanted to, or whatever. I have not settled on what I think is best. Okay.
There's quite a range of prices when it comes to that, too.
There really, really, really are. And I am dying for a second monitor screen. Those are only like $100, but I just didn't have the money this year, so I didn't do it yet. And did I have more notes about this? Oh, I don't even have a PDF reader. I've got to have a PDF reader, like Adobe. It's not expensive, but it's just another license. I think I looked it up. It was like $89 or something like that.
What's a PDF reader?
So I can open PDFs on my computer.
It's an app on the phone. Files come as PDF.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Denise used a typewriter instead.
Yeah.
So I would like to update a little.
What would you like to have the computers up to?
I would like to ask for $11,000 on that budget. I know that's a big increase.
You think it's enough?
Yep. It's in there.
I hope. I know that it is enough for this year, and maybe next year I'll get some more, another 11 to be able to pay for all my software, because some of the software is paid out of that budget as well. A good chunk of that is software costs that come around every year. But that'll give me a little bit of money to make the updates I have to.
Just take some money out of the listers, so.
Yes. And I think I can drop office supplies to $7,000. That's really just paper and printer ink. I don't think I need that much. It wasn't spent this year. So we can get a little back out of there.
Out of where? Out of
right at the top. Office supplies.
Office.
It was 85.
Okay. You're dropping it to 7.
To 7.
Okay.
Drop that down to 7.
Postage will go up again. Yeah. I don't know if you want to leave it at 2 and maybe we'll overspend it a little. Maybe we could bump it to 22 to be safe. That's kind of up to you how you want to play it. Well, it's all up to you.
Yeah.
All right, you want to do 2,200?
Yeah.
Telephone apparently needs to go up too.
I put phone at 1,200.
1,200, okay.
Yeah. And I moved the phone up to at the listers to 1,200.
Where are my listers?
Yeah, we did, yeah. The phone on listers is just above that.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. You're right.
Good.
Copier expense, I think, should stay at 500. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. That's a contract.
Okay.
But the leftover I can also use to buy paper because paper is unimaginably expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep that.
And if people come in for copies, do you charge them?
$1 a page.
Okay.
Unless it is a copy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the Secretary of State tells us to.
Oh, wow.
Unless it is a copy of their own deed. Denise has never charged people for copies of their own deed, so I haven't been either. She says they pay taxes, they can have a copy of their deed. Sounds right to me.
Yeah.
It's now your ball.
That's
so,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I mostly just try really hard to be consistent. Dollar page for everything unless it's your own deed or tax bill. I don't charge people for copies of their own tax bill.
Great.
I figure if they're going to pay $7,000 in taxes, they can probably get the bill for free.
Don't you bill them a tax bill anyways?
Yep. And as far as I can tell, 150% of them get lost. But
really?
You would not believe the duplicate tax bills I print.
No kidding.
It's unimaginable.
Huh.
Well, actually, it's very imaginable, but it's a lot.
Can't make it up.
Advertising, I really want to stick at $2,000 because I believe that we owe Newport Daily Express money, but they sent me a bill for like $4,000, which was ridiculous. This was months ago. There's no way we owed that. I think they messed up us in Newport City. And I have hounded them to give me, like, an itemized bill so I can figure out what's actually ours. And they will not, so I just haven't paid them anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I imagine they'll get to it eventually, but I've sent multiple emails and called at least 3 times, and they just won't get back to me.
This is to the Express?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've talked to one of the office ladies. I've talked to the accountant a couple times. And they all say, yeah, no problem. We'll get it right to you. And nobody ever does.
Nobody ever. Okay, well.
But they keep printing my ads in the paper, so. Yeah.
No money until they supply an itemized bill.
But I think we'll stick with the 2,000 because I do think that's probably in the neighborhood of correct, if that's okay with you.
Tax mat maintenance is good.
I think I've never actually paid one of those bills. That was before I came in. It comes around yearly. So I don't have any reason to think
came
it's
in at 4,900 this year. Do you think that ought to be 5,000?
I think we should increase it.
Probably
okay. Yeah. I'm thinking the website budget perhaps should go up a little because the website's outdated, apparently. There's a little, like, notice when you look at it at the back end, like where I go in to edit the website, there's a little notice that you have to upgrade your security, but it won't let me, so I guess I have to contact the website provider to help me. I don't know what that might cost. I do know it needs to be done because I haven't been able to
should
upload.
Should we double that? Make it 1,000?
Perhaps. I don't know what that's going to cost.
Yeah.
But we have it, so we have to maintain it, and it's not working properly anymore.
Okay.
Dog expense, we just barely pulled that one off.
Yeah.
I don't know if that needs to
go up. That depends on.
It all depends.
Yeah.
I think I'd leave it.
Yeah. Okay.
Dog at 25. Okay.
Yeah.
Liability insurance, I was going to suggest going to 45 just for a little buffer. I don't have that bill yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 42 actual spend. So
yep.
That's the Vermont League of Cities and Towns.
It is.
Yeah.
And you do know that we ask that to be bid out every year.
The liability insurance.
Yes.
It's not automatically going through Vermont Leagues of Cities and Towns.
Right. We ask the league that we send them a letter that we are bidding out the insurance, our liability insurance. And it always has kept the increases to a minimum because they know we're shopping. That was something Denise did.
Okay, when?
Oh, it has to be done prior to a certain date because if you don't, then you're locked in.
You're locked in. Yeah.
Have I missed remember the date already?
Oh, yes, I remember it. Yeah.
Have I missed the date already?
I don't know.
No, I don't. And that was one thing that Denise did.
It's not until town meeting anyways. Right. So
that we vote on it. So if you could get it in, that would...
You might ask her about that.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, we bid out everything, right?
Yeah.
It's not like we're just singling in on you. That's our policy. We put everything out to bid.
Get at least three bids if we can.
So, and then after we tell them we're going to bid it out, then we have to turn around and actually bid it out? I'm sorry, is that a stupid question? I don't know.
No, there's never a stupid question.
Oh, you wouldn't believe the questions I come up with, Jerry.
It puts them on notice.
Okay.
And we have...
So they sharpen their pencil.
Okay, we're threatening them. We're...
No, it's not threatening. No. We're just, you know, we bid everything out.
Okay.
So we're going to bid it out.
Okay.
And we're always in a bid. It says that we can...
Reject or accept any
and all bids.
I'd say look in
we
the
don't have to
folder.
Prove that we got bids. We just saying we just
look in the folder for about
There should be a letters
previous letters in
every year.
But all I do is send out the letter. I'm not actually then turning around and asking people to bid on our insurance.
Not at this point.
Okay.
But if they come back with a $10,000 increase in liability insurance,
we might.
That we are.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not locked in because we told you.
Yeah.
Right.
We were bidding it out.
I was just trying to figure out if there was a second task in there that I was missing.
Only if they come back.
Only if they.
Okay. Hope they don't.
You got to read these shifty old fellas sometimes.
It's something
I'm working on learning. I think it's a little bit of a project to learn.
What do they call it when you're throughout time?
Experienced?
but when in the natural progression of things, evolution. That's the evolution of the job. There we go.
Okay, so we'll do 45 for liability insurance for now is what we'll budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Legal and CPA?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We had increased that because of the neighbor down here.
And we still spent
$12,600.
Yeah.
Do you know what that was on?
I don't. I have to imagine a good chunk of it was the audit. But I have not looked. I can pretty quickly if you're curious right now.
The audit, that's only like $6,000 or $7,000, isn't it? I don't know. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I don't know what other expenses is.
We'll leave it at 15.
That's at 16 currently?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I read back. But
that's okay. We'll leave it there.
1600 is fine.
Yeah, okay. We spent 12, so.
Yep.
Can actually get rid of that ATV expense.
Yep.
We don't do that anymore. Why even have it in there?
That's true.
Yeah, it's zero anyways.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get rid of that.
We used to charge for
what was the restoration ones?
Those are the books.
Yes.
Okay.
All
right.
I think that's done now, isn't it?
I don't know if she made it through all the books or not.
So
we don't have any money in there for it.
Yes, we do. The restoration fund is elsewhere. We have money.
Oh, okay. So we don't. So we could get rid of it there.
Or it should be taken from wherever it is and put it under here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it shows.
The last of the giant old falling apart books was sent out and actually made it back just a month or two ago. It's now three giant not falling apart books.
But they restored them.
Yep. It's all in sleeves. Yep. It's all been deacidified and the sticky notes have been unstickied and everything else.
So they're all done now.
I don't think you can use the word done because everything's constantly getting older.
Okay.
But I do think the critically endangered books have been saved.
Okay. There's no more books left to send in and get?
Oh, we got more old books. I think it's a matter of how you decide when it needs to be sent in for restoration. Because the book we're working on right now will eventually need to be restored.
So my thoughts are, if there's more money still left in that, maybe we should continue doing the rest of the books.
I think I agree that it should be a work in progress.
Most of this online now, but they still come in and go through those.
Yep.
So they're not going to get any better.
No.
So where is that money?
Hidden. It may not be in this one. If you pull out your... Because that's a revenue account. So the restoration fund currently has $5,310 in it.
Okay.
And you see that where?
On the front page of the comparative budget report, the one with the blank lines, halfway down the page.
Okay. Restoration fund.
Yep.
Yep.
Because that's really a revenue account. When I'm cashing checks, I'm putting the money into a revenue account.
Well, we budgeted $4,000 and we spent $53,000.
You budgeted that you were expecting $4,000 in revenue and you actually got $53,000 in revenue.
Right. Okay. This is all income.
Yeah, this is a revenue account.
Okay. Okay. All right. So,
because for every single page to be recorded that I get, it costs $15 to hand me a piece of paper to be recorded.
Yeah.
Legally, $4 of that has to go into a restoration fund. So that's where that money is coming from.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it is my town clerk fees. And that's just revenue.
Mm-hmm. So under restoration expenses?
I think we can... The only situation in which I can imagine needing that is if, there was a terrible tragedy and we had to emergently get something restored we weren't expecting. So I can't really see that being needed.
So what money's used to restore the books?
The restoration fund, that revenue account you just looked at.
The first one, the 53.
So I do think we could get rid of the restoration expense.
If we don't spend any more money. What really should happen is we've got the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then there should be the expense. So it offsets it.
Right.
So
yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Currently, we're not spending any money out in the restoration expense.
We need to leave it there.
It needs to be left there.
It needs to be left there.
But now when we get a bill back.
Yeah. That one needs to be left there.
It should
be
shown there.
Yep. Yeah.
And the income should still be shown there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we did get the bill for that last huge book.
Yeah.
Denise was the one, her and I think we were both here for a little while at the time it came in. That was apparently to be paid for out of the ARPA funds. So that was $16,000.
I know it was expensive.
Which blew my mind.
Yeah.
I remember now that she asked to use some of the ARPA funds to do that.
Yeah. But that $16,000, $17,000, whatever it was, is contained within the $91,000 in ARPA funds that need to be reallocated. You know, that was a line item in Mike's budget.
Okay.
So that's where that money is currently.
Okay.
Okay.
So moving forward. Because ARPA is disappearing.
Yes.
Good.
So
we're going to leave that there.
Are we going to put any money in restorated expense?
No. Because it takes in enough to cover what it's doing.
There is
for now.
Yep.
Revenue stream.
In
the front.
So eventually, maybe when that money gets built up a little bit more, then we can send in another book.
Yes.
If it's going to be that expensive.
So I don't believe I don't think any of the next ones we have coming up would be half that expensive. But a lot of where that money goes is actually not restoring old books. It's digitizing books.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I would also love to keep up on.
Yes.
The lawyers especially really like that.
Yes.
So,
puts it online. That way they don't have to come in here.
Yes.
Go online and do stuff.
So I will, I actually don't know what it costs to digitize a newish book, but I'll figure it out. And I would like to send in another, I mean, two or three this year if it's possible.
Yeah.
If I have, if the money exists in the restoration fund.
See what did it cost to do it.
Yes. Because that is an legally approved use of the restoration funds.
Okay.
That is okay with Vermont.
Okay.
If it's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. I don't know where we are.
Recycling.
Recycling.
Sanitation.
Yep.
I think the 20 is fine.
Okay.
From Charlie's salary will bump up to 5%.
Yeah, still going to be.
And we're still, we're still okay.
What's his name? Might be going up there to look at the job.
Yes. I don't know where that is. If you know anybody, we should advertise.
Yeah.
I can advertise that. Absolutely.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Charlie's 92, 93 years old. And I don't want to have to go down there on Saturday morning and open up.
Yeah.
Me either.
Looking for a
recycling center
attendant. Yeah.
Charlie 2.0.
Thank you.
Yep.
2.0. Okay.
And 15,000 for
milfoil.
Well, it's the attendant at the Strawberry Acres.
That's what.
And that's what she had asked to have put in there. So we'll leave it.
Okay. Are you gonna let her know, or do you want me to let her know?
Well, we told her we're gonna put it in the budget, and if it passes.
Okay.
If she it's not hers yet till after the voters
see
the
house. Yeah.
If she sees you or me or anybody, we can say we did put it in.
Put it in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
That's all that's got to be said.
Cemeteries.
There we go.
The only question I have is on the other expenses for cemeteries. What was that? Do you know?
The 63.
Yeah.
Yes, it was the both cemeteries got new granite stones and engraved vines.
Okay.
It was one or the other or part of the big one or something like that. It was welcome signs.
Okay.
Welcome to us.
So.
Yeah, that didn't sound right to me either, Rick, but I couldn't come up with anything else.
Their budget was spelled out by, what's it?
Vince. Yep.
Vince.
So. And he left it the same.
He left it the same.
Yep. Yeah. He was asking for the 20 again.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, because they got big plans to do the fence.
Yep.
And I'm just curious, if we leave the other expenses in there of 20,000 and they only had spent six.
Right, but they saved some because they know they were going to be doing the fence.
Is that the savings that they said?
I think so. Yeah, I didn't.
So.
I didn't bring that.
Yep, the 13 grand roughly that's left in that account, plus the almost 5 out of the M&T bank account that they're closing, plus the almost 5 that is the interest that's accrued on that $100,000 endowment is what they've kind of located and saved up to pay for the new fence on the 105 cemetery.
Yeah.
And they actually had big dreams of getting that put in this fall and couldn't quite pull it off. So it's going to be a next spring project, hopefully.
Yep.
Okay. We'll leave it in there. Other town expenses.
VLCC dues.
Rick, we have to pay for everything, you know.
I know it.
We have to pay to plow our roads. So.
We have to pay X amount of dollars or cents per gallon of water we pump out of the ground, which is...
Did you get a new bill from VLCT? Do you know?
What's your question? I'm sorry.
Under other town expenses, the VLCT dues, we had budgeted $48. The bill last year came in at $4,000.
Have I gotten a 2026 bill from them yet?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I believe we pay those quarterly.
Okay.
So.
Any inclination on their part that that's...
I do not know off the top of my head.
Okay. I change that line item and on. County tax. Now, we did get...
Something on that.
Approved from the county. The county tax. I did not go to the...
It's not coming. It's coming up. The county, the side judges?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up on the 19th.
They haven't been voted and approved it yet?
They haven't had it yet. No. We just got a letter on that last meeting.
Yeah.
It's coming up on the 19th, I believe.
I thought I brought a copy of it. Did you have a copy of it?
I do not. I cleaned all my folder out and left that at home. Because my folder was getting kind of
too heavy, too much history. It's on the desk at home.
Yeah, but I know it's on the 19th because I just looked at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I was asking is the figure for
county tax.
County tax.
Yeah, where am I?
We budgeted 34 and it spent 36, 108, 12.
Yeah, well, we should increase that.
And it says on there, you must have a copy of that.
Yeah.
It was the last select board meeting we had to...
I know exactly where it is if it's still where I put it.
Yeah. We can write the figure in. I always almost think it went up to 40.
You did it, you think?
Yeah. It's just... out of control down there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only you two think? People. One of them, future Rick. There it is. What's that say?
What? The whole county is going to pay, what, 618
oh,
grand?
Yeah. Six, six
it's 30. Not split down to just us yet.
631.
What's the next page say?
That's just a cover sheet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I thought it had our monthly, our annual, but it would be whatever our, I questioned that once.
Yeah.
Or, no, Glenn
Graham,
Foster.
Graham List.
Glenn Foster did. And it goes on the per capita.
Graham List, yeah.
Yeah, and we had a reduction, and he caught it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he went right back to them and said, you know, you're billing us for 1,200 people.
Yep.
We only have 11.
Yep.
Lower it.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I loved it.
So,
we should probably at least put it up to the 36, I would think.
Yeah. We ought to move it to 36. You know it's not going down.
36 even?
Yeah.
All right.
That's one out of those we deficit spend items that's out of our control.
Yeah.
Rest is fine. Okay. I think. Unless you guys want to increase that.
Increase what?
Do street lights and bridges.
Street, yeah. I don't think it should.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear anything from them on that one down here that to get fixed?
The solar panel?
No. No, the street light.
Yeah, they said they'd get to it as soon as they could. Okay. I don't know if they have or not. I'm not sure when as soon as they could was.
There was a light out right in front of DJ store. And
oh, yes.
Years ago, we had a person get hit there, so.
Yeah. Solar panels, that's for our insurance on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
We pay a quarterly.
Right.
But that or should monthly? Still
be, I think it's quarterly to the All Earth Renewables.
Should still be fine.
$257 or something like
that.
Yeah. Yeah, we only spent $1,015.
Yeah.
So. Oh, Wow, electricity and heat, we're real close, aren't we?
Well, we're using more electricity here because of these.
The mini splits. Right.
Things yep. on.
Should we bump that up a little bit, or?
I don't know. We can make it 25.
Yep.
Are you an air conditioning person?
Yes, but I'm not a heat person. I don't tolerate heat very well.
Okay, so chances are the reduction in the heat here will offset the AC in the summer?
Because, boy, yeah. does Denise like it hot, and I am the opposite.
Yes, she did like it hot.
Denise puts on a jacket every time she comes in here, even if she didn't have one on outside.
So the electric heat is what you mainly use, or do you use these?
No, it's those. Are the electric heat now. Well,
everything's electric in here.
Everything's electric yeah. in here now. Okay, so the baseboard heat bad. Is...
Always been electric.
Those been even electric. Work anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are all electric.
Where's yeah. the thermometer to them?
Right over there in
right
the wall.
Right there on the wall.
One on the wall.
Got one oh. there, one there.
Got its own separate... separate...
It doesn't have temperatures on it.
No. What's the other one?
Oh, wait, no. This one's set to off, so we're using just the mini split, basically.
What's that one?
Off. The one in the bathroom, though, I think is set to like 65 or something.
Yeah.
I assume there's one in my office, too.
Should
be. There'll be one out there somewhere.
Where? Yeah.
Inside the safe door, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We're still on a learning curve.
Oh, boy.
Does it matter? Is there a better one to use?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So this is your office. You should probably familiarize yourself.
I guess. Well, I knew that there were... I mean, I knew there was one in the bathroom. I didn't know any of them worked. I assumed they'd been disconnected when those were put in.
Oh, I wouldn't think so. No.
Okay.
No, it's if it gets really, really cold, those won't put out as much.
No.
You may need the other.
Yeah.
Like I said... Don't like it too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing the cleaning?
Yeah.
Okay. It just says, you know, we have yeah. no money in there.
Not maybe perfectly, but I keep it okay at least. Okay. I do not scrub this floor on my hands and knees like Denise likes to.
Really? She was on her hands and knees doing it?
That is how she has done it the whole 25, whatever it was, years she's been here.
Wow. No kidding.
She
does things differently.
She sure does. I love her, but scrubbing floors on my hands and knees. Okay.
Repairs and maintenance.
I guess we're good at that.
Pretty much. Should be pretty good shape there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing needs to be fixed.
Not that I know of.
Should we lower it a little? Offset some of the other? Mm-hmm.
There's always the possibility of a tragedy.
Yeah. Better leave it alone.
Grounds, yeah. That was a little bit over. But we got extra for the maintenance and repairs, so.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And that is it.
Yeah.
That is it, yeah.
Comes down to other voted articles, but they're all there based on previous petitions.
Yep. And those, we've gotten the vast majority of the ones that went through last year. We have gotten the ask for them already, and I'm gonna go through the whole list next week at least. Hopefully start tomorrow.
Increases need a new sign petition?
Yep, we have not had any increases yet. I'm gonna go through and make sure I check off everybody I've gotten it from. And is it, like, maybe the polite thing to do to call anybody we haven't gotten one from that got one last year?
No. Okay. It's their responsibility.
Okay. Gotcha.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, we don't need to start doing that.
Okay.
Their responsibility to get a hold of us.
See, this is why I ask. But we have gotten most of them.
They should be lucky
least.
That we still let that on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do other towns not allow appropriations anymore?
No, they still allow them.
That's
where.
When I got on a board, there was organizations in southern part of Vermont used to send us.
Yeah.
And it would want a budget.
Oh.
That's where it all changed over to. We now need the voters to approve. Because they've just, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, just send you a letter. Please include this on your...
Go to send in the Jerry Waterman Fund, and he needs $500.
And if the voters approve it, you get it.
That's
you
it.
Get it. Yeah.
So it's like, no, that's going to end.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Huh.
Bullshit stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, why are we funding somebody in Broadway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we pissed a lot of them off when I came on the board when we signed that paper and said, you will come and have so many names or you don't get it. Oh, boy.
Well, I think it worked well. 2 hours. Yeah. We've accomplished a lot. Yeah.
3 hours.
Three hours.
What?
We started
three.
At seven.
That's right, three. We could have gotten done sooner if we hadn't fooled around.
So we're going to adjourn? I don't have anything else. I think we covered it all.
Do you have anything else? Do you want to approve the minutes from the last select board meeting?
Sure. I make a motion. We approve the minutes from the last January 8th?
Yes.
8th? Good memory, yeah.
Yeah. Motion's been made. Any admissions, errors, or corrections?
I didn't see any.
I read it the other day.
None. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Ayes have.
Motion
carries.
But you don't have any.
Oh, they're in the vault. You want them now? You want me to pull them out for the next meeting?
We can do it the next meeting. Sign it.
Okay.
We've okayed it.
I make a motion. We adjourn.
I'm right behind you.
I'm right behind you. Yeah. If I can stand up, I say.
I know.
My knees are.